The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Something to say?
Follow us on Twitter
at TNT Radio Empire
and tweet back. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Well, I don't got the rain man Coleman.
Lou Holtz. He's nuts. Ian Bagg a little later on this morning. Gonna phone the program.
He ain't exactly right either.
Podcast available at TNTRadioEmpire.com. Now also available on Spotify. Thank you for listening. Appreciate it. You done with the Deadpool names for Sumner Redstone?
No, not quite.
We found out what Todd's postmortem semen, is that what it's called?
Semen alibi.
Alibi is the important part.
Yeah.
Right. Trusty Ron Bone gets a hit, as does Tyler's ghost babies, Uncle Dump.
What is that?
Ghost babies?
Yeah, what's that push? You remember?
Nah, I don't remember.
Help me out with that one.
You knock up a ghost?
Is that constant masturbation? I don't know.
Yeah, there's masturbating.
But you know what? Whoever Tyler's ghost babies is, let us know how you picked that, like Todd's postmortem semen.
Right. Eventually, we'll get an explanation to all of these Deadpool names.
Exactly. We forget.
One by one.
And most of them will be met with, oh.
Oh, yeah.
Oh. Okay.
Oh.
Who said that?
Right.
Well, that's troubling.
Right. Exactly. And we're shocked that some twisted guy would be playing the Deadpool.
Yeah. Or that something horrible would have been originally said by someone in this room.
Yeah, that's true, Puss. Yeah.
Hora the Explorer gets a hit.
Craig likes to call her Sex Enthusiast the Explorer, but horror rings a little better.
Well, if that's her name, that's her name. And would I?
Hair lip.
And You're Killing Me, Smalls.
All right.
All had Sumner Redstone.
All right. And Craig is still in charge, still in the lead.
Still leading the league, the only player with 7 hits.
Congrats. 7 hits.
Yeah, thank you.
It's got to feel good.
Long season. Yeah. Still hand a plaque out if Craig wins. You'll just be first runner-up.
Very tiny
In case Craig can't fulfill his Deadpool duties next
right.
year.
Right, the Deadpool winner duties.
Yeah, he said duties.
All those parades and everything.
You'll fill in.
Right. Yeah. Today is Black Women's Equal Pay Day. The day on...
Why isn't all people equal pay day?
White women equal pay day?
The day on
How about
average...
all pay matters? All pay matters.
Well, there's specifically Black Women's Equal Pay Day because today is the day, on average, that black women need to work to make what their white male counterparts did in 2019.
It's halfway through August.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Well, maybe they should work harder.
There's no slavery anymore. I'm just, random stuff you see on social media. People are listening here.
It's so predictable.
I'm not a slave. You've never been a slave. I never owned you. Blah, shut up.
Studies show that black women are paid 62 cents for every dollar a white male makes, a number that has not changed in 25 years.
Well, hopefully we have a black vice president in January.
That costs...
Woman, by the way, black woman.
That costs black women an average of $23,653 every year.
Jesus.
Just because they are paid less.
All pay That's matters, Craig. Remember that.
Yeah, I've noticed that.
Lucky.
Yeah. So keep your pictures out of the wrong hands. Keep your sexting where it's supposed to be. Use a secure platform. Focus on your body, not your face. Hide identifying details. Turn off your location. And turn off automatic uploads. We mentioned that. That's how people get busted.
Yep. Except for Todd, who wants to know where he's been.
That's true. Right. Avoid the camera roll. Maybe you're showing your friend a photo on your phone, and they just casually or not so casually start scrolling through your camera roll on your phone.
I've done that.
You need to change up your sexting storage, apparently. If you prefer to keep all your nudes in one place, try storing them in secure apps like Photo Vault or Snapchat's My Eyes Only section. This lets you store and protect specific pictures and remove them from your camera roll.
I go through that role. When the kids are small and people want to see pictures of the kids, I'd grab my phone and forgot I had a 1,000 Tan Line Tuesday photos on there. Oh, hang on a second. Most people are listeners, so I go, no, I'm a Tan Line Tuesday stuff. Just ass. Oh, she's 12 now. She's
really
cute.
Proud of the kids.
I mean, and it's still it's brutal. I get so many on there. Every once in a while, I go back and try to delete some of the.
Can't throw them in a separate file?
Well, I didn't know how that worked, but obviously I could now. Yeah. Doesn't matter now. I'm not really
could
sure.
You?
No.
And every now and then, you go back and try to delete some of the photos of the kids to make it a little bit more streamlined.
Yeah, they're older now. You don't need those old ones.
No, you're right.
Maybe even invest in an external hard drive for yourself.
Yeah, it's not porn.
That's a lot of nudes.
then you're just weird. External hard drive for my nudes. Are you a photographer? No.
It's full of pictures of my balls, dude.
It sounds like it's more primer for cheaters.
It does.
No, this is for people that don't want their stuff out there in front of God and everybody. Know your rights. If a naked
including
picture
balls,
of you is
right?
shared mm-hmm. without your permission and ends up online, you have the right to get support. Revenge porn is a criminal offense, and if you're a victim of it, it's important to contact the police. That is more what this is about.
Okay. Right.
Now, in your case, this would be more about cheating, and so it doesn't apply. However, for most people,
in Todd's case,
what?
Whoa!
No, that doesn't apply here. Okay. You don't need this for cheating.
Because
you're not doing this.
Oh, okay, got it. Let's clarify but, that at last.
Yeah,
part.
You're not doing this.
You've got other ways around this.
Yeah, but this is for people who do the naked pictures.
Naked.
And do you do that?
I don't.
So it's not for you.
I just like to look at pretty girls naked.
Is that so wrong?
No.
No.
That's one clip you never bitch about.
People may not know that that's a clip.
I know. You should say it out loud. I know.
Yeah. Suck it, Jesus.
No, there you go. That ain't right.
Bringing
I
balance
like
to the
look
force.
At pretty girls naked.
Yes, you do, Craig.
Huh?
I think that stands for itself.
Yeah.
I think both of those clips are right.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think so. June marks the first month in Colorado history that recreational marijuana shops sold more than $150 million worth of products.
Don't smoke pot.
It's a 6% increase of the previous single month recreational sales record that was set in May.
Isn't that crazy?
Before this year, the monthly recreational sales had only eclipsed $140 million one time. That was in August of 2019. Combined recreational and medical dispensaries sold almost $200 million worth of products in June, a 3.5% increase over May's previous record sales total.
But a state away, it's a felony.
Meanwhile, the number of Colorado adults who said that they had consumed cannabis in the last 6 months hit 42% in the third quarter of 2019. That's up from 24% in the third quarter of 2017.
Yeah, good work. Yeah.
They say
that's a
that,
big jump.
Yeah, they say that in existing adult use states, there are three main drivers of continued growth. They say there's the new cannabis products that are out there appealing to the needs and desires of new consumers. There's the improved product availability. It's easier to get. And the growing acceptance of cannabis use.
I was high in Colorado last summer.
All right.
I was high in Nebraska last Saturday. Sorry. I was really high Saturday with my buddy.
Purchasing legal marijuana in Colorado just a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, I figured it out.
And I was high in Nebraska last night.
All right.
And they are the tax reporting runs ahead of sales reports, and the taxes and fees that Colorado reported collecting in July so far indicates that month has already seen unprecedented sales.
Cool.
I'm surprised they didn't mention the pandemic in that.
Yeah.
And the reasons that. So people aren't going anywhere.
People are home, right?
It's got to be a factor.
Well, but, yeah, but that's from 2017 to 2019. And and that was the third quarter of 2019 that they were talking about the 42%.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I thought it was.
I bet it's higher now then.
Yeah.
Thank you. Well, that's what they said.
I mean,
they have already seen unprecedented sales. Yeah. They're waiting for the official numbers.
Got it. Yeah.
Oh, that's got to go up even more.
Easily.
Yeah, unprecedented sales in July.
One would think.
Unprecedented.
We should have heard that the first time around.
Three
right,
times.
What'd
you say about July?
Unprecedented
Don't
sales.
Don't smoke pot.
But the other stuff you were recording was from years back.
Yeah. Whatever. I think we heard you, Craig. We were all just saying 2019,
2017. I mean, it doesn't go back that far.
It's just getting high as the world burns.
And apparently 15 years ago this week, this is being celebrated, 40-Year-Old Virgin was released.
What a great movie. What a great movie. I mean, that movie's funny from the beginning of the end, you know, it's one of those rarities.
But I did learn the other night, don't watch it on Freeform.
Oh, is it bleeped?
Sanitized beyond belief.
Well, you know, I hate that.
I do too.
Those movies don't make any sense when they're sanitized.
No.
They don't. In fact, I'll tell you what not to do too, because I didn't know this last night. I was telling you I watched the first episode of Hard Knocks, and I was catching the end of it on regular HBO. And at the end, McVay, the Rams coach, is yelling at the team because somebody S'd in the porta potty.
I saw that clip.
But he says it on HBO. It's the S bomb. And he goes, don't S in the porta potty. I was in there, almost fell over. Only P. And he said the other word there for that. And then all these guys are working out and they're doing their stretches on the ground. And the one guy goes, somebody S in the porta potty. They're all laughing. Who did you do that? And they're using the regular S bomb. So I didn't catch that whole episode. So I went over to HBO West and recorded it. And the S bombs were bleeped.
Really?
They sanitized it
on HBO.
Yes.
Different HBO.
Yeah, different HBO. They sanitized it.
That's weird.
Yeah, it was weird. So I went back and DVR'd the regular HBO versions because I want to hear the swear words.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, because it did that.
It was weird. They bleeped them. They bleeped it on HBO.
I've
West.
Never heard of HBO bleeping anything.
I know.
ESPN did that. You know, when they ran The Last Dance.
Right.
The ESPN broadcast.
Right, they did. They do it there. They did it then.
Was not sanitized, but the ESPN2
it was.
Was family friendly.
Yeah, I watched one of the episodes of ESPN2 and I got rid of that and I went back and just DVR'd the HBO. I mean, I want to hear the swear words. I don't know what they're saying.
Well, that Freeform channel used to be.
What
like,
is Freeform?
It used to be like ABC Family or
got
whatever.
It. Got it.
But they've rebranded it and they've started showing movies.
But 40-Year-Old Virgin?
I saw Deadpool on that channel.
Really?
A sanitized version of Deadpool. Which is like 4 minutes.
Yeah.
They ruined those movies.
They totally did. It didn't make any sense to me.
I mean, even like when We're the Millers or something pops up on
TBS. Oh, my God. Yeah, you can't watch it.
You take out all the really funny parts of that movie.
You do, because that's a really dirty movie. And it's funny as hell.
Yeah, you think we've gotten to a point where you don't have to edit for time and content. And they still do it.
No, they still.
There's so many other avenues that you can go.
Well, I'm always
watch a movie that's not edited.
Well, so many movies
that have dirty words in them.
So many movies end up having the word "freaking" in there way too much.
Yeah,
nobody says that.
No, we say. I feel weird saying it here.
Freaking.
Yeah, my youngest son will say "freaking." I want to be like, dude, just
say
come
it.
On,
just go for it.
Yeah.
His mom gets all mad.
My wife only gets mad if it's repeated. I mean, if it's just one time writer will say the F bomb, it gets passed. But if it's repeated, then she gets upset.
I think I was telling you guys That's off the air right, the other day. My daughter she spilled something.
Oh yeah, and she dropped
and
the F bomb, right?
Well, I heard it. I was in the kitchen too, and I heard the splat of whatever fell and hit the floor,
right.
and I heard her. the F and the U.
Oh, really?
And then the U kind of trailed off. And I did. I almost wanted to just say, you know what? Go for it. That's appropriate right there. That's what I would have said if I had dropped something too.
Well, lots of kids getting thrown under the bus today.
We are.
I wouldn't mind. I would have. I would have let that
point,
one go. Man.
That's a good point. You did that for years, though.
I know.
When your kids were small, you ripped them. You told a bunch of stories.
I did.
You threw them under the bus for years.
I'm glad
Easy,
to see
Dad.
You kind of still do it now, and they're grown. They're grown people now.
The tradition continues.
Yes, it does.
I thought it was funny. I went in the other room to just go laugh.
Yeah, my youngest wants to swear bad all the time. He'll let some slip out every once in a while. We told him, he's always asking, I'm like, once you get a job, then you can swear. I was like,
well, that's a great line.
Well, when can I work? When can I get it? Now he's just asking to get a job all the time. Yeah, I'm like, dude, you're 12.
Right.
You can't, you gotta wait.
My effing job sucks. That'll be his first, that'll be his first line.
Hey, Dad, I found an effing job.
And an effing sucks. I'm gonna quit and stop saying the F-bomb.
Yeah, the floodgates are just gonna release. He'll probably, he'll get fired in an hour for swearing on the job.
Dad said, when I get a job, I can swear. Yeah, but you're working customer service, kid.
Leftist!
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Masters tournament going on in November with no fans.
They are patrons.
That's got to piss off the...
And don't you forget that.
The old guard there in Georgia, for sure.
If you got tickets to the Masters this year, you can just go next year.
Okay. There's a lot of guys go through that lottery.
Oh, yeah.
And they hit it this year.
That's how my dad got tickets years ago. But you're right. That's a COVID fest waiting to happen, though. Old people with a Masters crowd.
Yeah.
I mean, that's cargo shorts, bellies, and golf hats all through that crowd.
And not a mask in sight.
Not, there wouldn't have been.
Middle of November, 9th through the 15th, is the Masters.
That'd be wild. Because they were talking about how it's going to look. It's going to be fall. I mean, there's not going to be flowers everywhere. You know?
But the leaves will be totally different.
Yeah.
And it could be cold. You know, Georgia can get cold in November.
Yeah, it's still going to be pretty nice, they think, though.
Yeah, but that, I think that's
the, it's not January. Storm. It's not January.
That's like the beginning of the season at Augusta.
Yeah.
It runs like what, November through April or something?
For the patrons to golf,
yeah,
right?
They shut that down in the summer.
That's right, yeah.
That's, I think they said that's why they put it there.
They'll be fine.
Is it's right at the beginning of the normal Augusta season.
Oh, I thought it was shut down from like October to April.
No,
that's when they play it.
Like, the Masters is like the last event or something before they close that thing down.
You're right,
because the heat is just too much.
Okay.
That's going to be tough on the egg salad industry.
Exactly.
Once again, we mentioned this earlier today, but it deserves mentioning again. They are saying that high-touch services like shopping cart handles, public bathroom doors, crosswalk buttons, supermarket self-checkout screens, all test positive for the COVID-19, found all over airports. They live on metal. The germs live on metal, plastic surfaces for up to 3 days.
Are they
common source of infection. Don't think it's just airborne.
I understand that, but we wanted to know the details. Maybe Dr. Mina can check in on that.
Right.
Yeah, because more and more I'm reading that they're concentrating less on the surfaces and more on the droplets.
Right. That's what we are hearing. However, we can't just discount the surfaces.
No, we can't. I don't. But
we need to remind people of that.
Right.
That's all we're saying.
Yeah, be diligent on that.
Right. Now,
but
also being reported.
What I've read is kind of leading people to let their guard down.
It is. It is.
Yeah.
And I think we were responsible. We did a little bit of that too the other couple
and,
days.
And the, yeah. And but we do want to get the truth out.
Yes.
Now, they're also saying that people who have been recently exposed to other coronaviruses, like the common cold, may have a milder reaction to this novel coronavirus that causes the COVID-19. They found that immune systems in about half the subjects seem to remember past exposure to coronaviruses, giving them a bit of a leg up when responding to this COVID-19.
Imagine everybody had a cold, though.
But not, but not everyone is, this may not be lasting. You know, maybe a recent cold that helps with the antibodies and whatnot.
I'll tell you what's amazing is, I'd knock on wood because it's tempting fate, but with the hand sanitizer, not being in crowds, not hanging with people, wearing a mask, I haven't had a cold since March. And that's never happened.
Right.
Never.
Yeah, we've discussed this before. I wonder if Howie Mandel decided to go, he's always been that
right,
way.
Right, right, yeah.
But, you know, practicing what he's practiced, does he actually get sick less?
I remember Lundholm, of all people, in here 5, 6, 10 years ago, whatever, could be known Mark for years. He always had a bottle of hand sanitizer with him, way before it was cool, you had to do it. And he always said he never got sick. Because when he did shake hands, he would always do the hand sanitizer right away, and he never got a cold.
You know? That got a complete turnaround. He went from having candy canes up his ass to carrying hand sanitizer around constantly.
Miss him too, man.
A friend of mine a few years ago decided he was tired of getting sick during the winter.
Right.
And so he thought, well, maybe this whole surface and germ thing is something. So he started opening doors with his long sleeve and washing his hands more often and more hand sanitizer and stuff like that. Now, this is before the COVID, but he figured out, boy, he just quit getting sick in the winter.
Well, Asian communities, Asian countries, I know that some people hate that, wear that mask during flu season.
Yeah. They've been doing it for a long time.
Now, Fauci says...
I don't want regular new normal. I want old normal.
Now, Fauci says that this exposure to other coronaviruses like the common cold and having a milder reaction to the novel coronavirus, Fauci says that it might be why some people experience milder symptoms or none at all and others go to the hospital or die.
Problem is we don't know that ahead of time.
Right. You don't know.
I was reading an article
about
a bunch of people in their 20s, healthcare workers in their 20s have died in Florida. In their 20s. So stop saying old people. Shut up. You're horrible. All right. Ian Begg. Another comedian we missed. We haven't seen him in a while. Going to phone the program later. Nick's got a gig this Saturday. Go ahead, Nick.
Yeah, Saturday, just outside of Weeping Water. We'll be outside at the Farmhouse Lounge, 8 p.m.
Is there a safety net under the retaining wall?
Bungee cord. Wear a bungee cord.
I'll put a mattress down there.
Something. Should do something.
Get drunk and dive off. Austin would do that. Austin would dive off that thing. Come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.